This is Those Tights, a The Hobbit oral not fic, dictated to my cell phone by Calicuria and Rena Jenkins, with additional commentary from Annalise O10. This story is rated PG, contains additional tags for alternate universe, ballet, alternate universe, modern setting, plies, pirouettes, the Nutcracker, professional ballet company, overbearing fathers, underachieving sons, Daddy, please love me, Thranduil's A-plus parenting, Gandalf is a dick. This story includes the pairing Bilbo Baggins, Thorin Oakenshield, and was recorded while on public transportation, which is why you'll probably hear a whole lot of next station is in the background of this audio file thing. Anyway, it was a very spontaneous spur of the moment, beautiful moment of fangirl friendship, and hopefully the background noise adds to that feeling of spontaneity instead of detracting from your listening experience. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
So, Legolas is the prima ballerina of a company.
Oh yes, it's beautiful. He pirouettes.
And he's been practicing his pirouettes for ages because his father, who is now Lucius Malfoy, was not a primo choreographer, but like the head choreographer.
He was a big deal.
Yes. And
he was like Balanchine. Valentine. Yes. Balanchine, that's how you say it.
Is it? Okay.
That's how they say it at the ballet place.
Which means they're doing the Nutcracker, obviously.
Yes!
Yes.
Because
so
swords.
That's seasonally appropriate. Brilliant. Everything is
Everybody
wonderful.
Gets swords.
And Hobbit children play like the children.
Yes.
Hobbit,
yes. Just little halflings running around stage.
Being adorable with all the curly hair. Oh my god. But, like, Thranduil was always like that pirouette was like a millimeter off. Do it again.
Wee baby Legolas at Aww. Ballet class.
In a tiny little leotard. Being like, Daddy.
Pay attention to me. Aww.
And Daddy says, I have things that are important
I
to
am
do.
Important. Go away.
We just have a lot of everyone's A-plus parenting feelings.
We really do. Terrible.
Odin's A-plus parenting. Dang. Howard's A-plus parenting. Yeah. John Winchester's A-plus parenting.
God. John Winchester.
Thranduil has terrible A-plus parenting.
Yeah, he really does. Common thread being, Frigga at least is like awesome.
Yes.
And Maria doesn't really appear much, but when she does, she tends to be awesome. So there's
Maria
that.
Hill?
Maria Stark, Tony's mom.
But, like, all the dwarves work backstage, and there's this rivalry between, like, people that work on stage and people that work backstage, which is why elves don't like dwarves and dwarves don't like elves. Because...
Ori works in the costume shop.
He does!
He's Thorin's number one fan.
He's Thorin's number one fan, because Thorin is, like, in charge of everyone backstage. And
Thorin is a terrible stage manager, because he stomps everywhere, but he never knows what he's... He tells people conflicting things. He says, you know, light guys, I need you putting up my spotlights, but he tells the set people that they need to be hanging like scrims and stuff at the same time. Everybody's in the eaves and nobody knows what's going on.
And yet, like, his show's always like on opening night, it's always awesome and they always turn out really well, but it's always like
it's hell week until 2 minutes before curtain rises.
Yes. And they always get, like, rave reviews. So, like, no one will, like, change anything. And Gandalf is directing it. And they're doing a production of The Nutcracker. And everyone except, like, Legolas is really grumpy because, like, fucking Nutcracker, you do this
every year.
It's the cash cow. But, like, everyone's
And you're
really
doing
tired
it every
it.
Day for, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to make things interesting.
Yeah. And... they're not doing the Balanchine version, they're doing Thranduil's version, and, like, everyone's getting flack for that, but everyone's also really tired of the Balanchine version, and everything is terrible, except for Feely and Keely and Ori and Legolas and Gimli and, like, and, like, Bilbo and Baby Frodo, who's there, obviously.
Baby Frodo is...
I have so many Baby Frodo feels.
Baby Frodo be Marie.
Yes! Baby Frodo's Marie. And, Gimli is, Franz. And, Legolas is...
Fritz is a jerk.
Fritz is a jerk.
Fritz takes place 100 years ago.
Yes.
Fritz is a 100-year-old jerk.
Yes.
Why do families take
No.
Pickles?
It's not the can't wait, no, so who's Drosselmeyer? Maybe Trendle is Drosselmeyer.
He has a cameo, and everyone's like, this is badass, because usually the choreographer's not in there. But Thranduil is like...
He didn't trust anyone else to do it
with
properly.
With the cane swirling. Oh, that is... And the looming.
Oh, my God. And, like, getting up all up in everyone's business. And, like, that's what... And that's part of why he's, really mad at, like, Thorin, because, like, Thorin keeps, like, tromping around during, like, the really dramatic, like, reveals.
Yes!
Yes, in those, like, gigantic, like, iron boots.
Yes. You're scuffing my hardwood floors. I just waxed that.
Yes. and, like, Thorin pretends to be all annoyed, but, like, secretly he did it on purpose, and Dis is, like, completely despairing. What does Dis do? Dis does something. Dis is the one that makes sure everything actually happens, like, because Thorin is, like, making everyone upset.
So Thorin is stage manager, and Dis is a second, but she's the one that actually makes
everything happen.
She's the power behind the clipboard.
You know, when, like, power behind the clipboard. Yes! Because, like, he said, like, when the lights are going up, the scrims are going up, she's like, no, like, you guys on that side and you guys on that side, and then we switch and we'll all be fine. And everyone loves Dis. And, like, Feely and Killy follow her everywhere, and they kind of get underfoot, but Dis is so useful that they can't, like, stop
it.
And that's, like, the one thing that she won't give in on is, like, no one messes with Feely and Killy.
And that's so sweet. I love it.
Yes. I love it. Like, they're, you know, they're on stage, like, doing the kid thing.
Can Bomber be Mother Ginger?
Oh, my God! Yes.
The little pair of shells underneath Bomber's skirt. Because in the American Ballet Theater, Mother Ginger is played by a man because the skirt weighs 80 pounds and it's a whole harness.
Yeah.
So Bomber is Mother Ginger.
Like baby, like tiny Feely and Killy being like, we're so cute. And everyone is like cooing over them and they get really obnoxious.
Oh my God. They're terrifying. We're adorable. You can't do shit.
Yes, basically. And, like, we need to stay adorable. Like, you can't make it... Well, because that's the other thing is they're, like, kids. So you can't make them upset because then that'll, like, come out.
Right.
You need them to be happy, which means you need to let them be little tyrants, which is kind of, like... Yes. But Dis is a good enough parent that they don't, like, become evil as a result.
Oh, I love it.
And the Master of Lake Town is a reviewer who keeps giving them, like, really nasty reviews.
Oh, he's a little turd.
He really
Because on the one hand, his livelihood is, like, related to this because, you know, people have to care what he says. But on the other hand, like...
He doesn't, like, he's got a thing against Thranduil. He's got a thing against, like, the company. He doesn't like Gandalf. Like, everything is terrible. So it's not that he gives them bad reviews because that would, like, look bad, but he, like, keeps
super
being really
backhanded.
Snide about
super
it.
Super backhanded.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a marvelous company production.
You know, with the resources they had.
Yes.
Like, you know, the tiny children will really love it. And it's like, no one else will. Yeah.
It's excellent for tourist season.
Yes. Oh, that is evil.
That's just so mean and it hurts.
It is. And Smaug is like the backer who like will only give them money if everything is to his specifications.
Thranduil has really distinct, elaborate ideas for the set design.
Yes.
He wants Candyland to look a very specific way. It's all overarching like structures
and sponge sugar crystal. and
Thorin's like, no, this has to look like, real. It has to look earthy.
And it's also not like that's not physically possible, dude.
We can't
and
build
Thranduil
this.
And like, you're supposed to be like magical. Like the set designer should be able to do anything that I say. And Thorin's like, no.
Oh, so where does Bilbo come in? Can he be the conductor?
Okay.
I want something to be like, you know how the orchestra pit is underneath?
Yeah.
And he's under Hill.
Oh. And then, like, and everyone thinks that he has, like, a crush on, like, the Prima Ballerina.
Yes.
But it's not. He's, like, looking beyond the Prima Ballerina.
He's looking side stage.
Yes.
He's looking side stage at Thorin with his clipboard.
Yes. And Thorin, like, doesn't get it because he can't, like, it's too bright. Like,
right.
And he can't see the dark.
Yes.
And obviously,
you can't see the orchestra pit from side stage.
Yeah, you really can't. And the orchestra is made up of hobbits, who are, like, the only, like, super competent, like, non-dramatic, like everyone's competent.
But I'm a hobbit. I play the bassoon.
Yes. Like, this is my job. I do it well. Pay me.
Except
I go home.
Except for the Lady Galadriel. She plays the harp.
And Elrond plays the timpanis.
Oh, my God. And, like, and Arwen and Aragorn are, like, the really snotty, like, they're supposed to be babysitting.
Okay.
Like, because when the kids, like, aren't supposed to be on stage, right. They're the ones that are, like, supposed to corral them, make sure they don't make noise, keep them happy, so they're, like, all smiling when they go back on stage.
And then they have to do their costume changes because you don't have 700 kids, you've got, like, 25.
Yeah. So, and that's why there's, like, one of each gender, because that's, like, a thing. Except they keep, like, making cow eyes at each other the whole time. And, like, every so often, like, Elrond will glare over at them, like,
and
during
one
rehearsals.
Point, at one point, they get so distracted with, like, just heart eyes at everything that Feely and Keely end up in the wrong costumes.
Yes.
They end up in the wrong costumes.
Except, like, maybe they end up in each other's costumes, except, like, no one notices. And then Dis is just, like, Dis and Thorin are in the background just going, like, oh.
And then Frodo and Gimli are off being Marie and Fritz, and they're like...
Except they actually get along, like, pretty well. And, oh, God.
Wait, so is Legolas the Nutcracker Prince? He doesn't actually pirouette that much.
No.
The Nutcracker Prince sits for most of the ballet.
There was a production I saw where, like, it was the Sugar Plum Fairy. Maybe he could be, like, the Cavalier. Who also doesn't really pirouette.
Okay. The in the American Ballet Company, they have the Candy Canes.
Yeah.
And they do split jumps.
That's right.
Like, and also the Chinese tea does a lot of split jumps, but that's kind of a racist segment.
It really is.
It's super awkward. They have, like, a braid sewn to the back of the guy's costume.
The DC version is, like, also problematic in some ways, because they have, like, a Native American woman being, like, stalked by, like, a guy in a beaver tail hat. But it's really bad. But
no,
they switched that one out
for
something else that is
Saudi,
like, less
Arabia.
Bad.
He's the Arabian coffee candies, and it's very slinky.
Oh yes,
it's very slinky.
Yes, and there's lots of, like, cheer, and, like, and Thranduil is, like, kind of conflicted because he does it really well, but also this is his son, and he's like,
God. Like, this is the dance of all the males.
Seven males.
And there's like
seven
a little
for the Dwarf Kings.
And I was like, damn it. How did this costuming department get this past me?
I know. Which is why, wait, who did we say did costuming?
Dis. Ori. Ori's also in charge of Dis.
Oh, that's right, because Dis
is in charge of everything.
Right.
She's got a finger in every pie.
So Thranduil keeps bullying Ori. And, like, Thranduil, or not Thranduil, like, Thorin keeps, like, you know, getting in the way because he, like, is really protective of Ori, and, but he also needs, but he also, like, needs to run interference for, like, Nori and Dori, who, like, do other things.
Well, someone's gotta be in charge Ori can't be in charge of everything because costuming is nuts.
One of them does props, one of them does shoes. Actually, no, because there are two sets of props. There's, like, the kind that, like, moves and the kind that doesn't.
Someone's in charge of, like, scenery.
Yeah.
Can Dwalin be in charge of, like, set changes?
Yes, Dwalin especially with that, like, that stupid tree that, like, grows, which is, like, a magical moment, like, when you're watching it, but I imagine it's such a bitch.
I know the one at the Coke Theater is something like 40. It's 200 feet tall, and it weighs over a ton, and it has, like, 40 feet of, like, wiring to pull it up, and it's super complex to get it set up under the stage before it...
But it seems
so this AU is based in large part at the Coke Theater in Lincoln Center. Just because that's the one where I've seen the Nutcracker the most times, that's what I know.
I heard about one that, like, they tried to do it, like, with a projection. Like, they were, like, projecting the tree from
riot?
The back. Yeah, basically. And they never did it again.
Boo.
Although the DC version, like, doesn't have a live orchestra, and, like, that is actually also a bitch and a half. I do not approve. Also, they do, like, instead of the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, they do the dance of, like, the cherry blossoms, and it is the stupidest, like, they're all in pink, and it's like, no, why? Stop it. I don't approve. But they also have, like, random, like, actually famous politicians on stage during the party. It's really cute.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's always a question of, like, okay, so, like, which member of Congress is at the party tonight?
Oh, really cute. So Thranduil was like, let me schmooze, and he tries to think, and he's like, Who else can I get on here that'll be that owe me a favor?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yes. Thranduil is big on schmoozing.
And that's how, like, Dine gets in there, is, like, he's one of the party guests. And, like, Thranduil doesn't like him, but at the same time, like, he's useful.
No, not Dine. Bjorn. Bjorn.
That's just...
And that's how the Eagles get there, too, is their party guests.
Party guests.
Yes. Surprisingly tall party guests. oh, my God.
And then Legolas is just pirouetting everywhere. He's like, jeté, jeté.
Yes. And then opening night is, like, such a mess, and everyone is upset. And, like, Gandalf had faith in everyone, because Gandalf is directing, right? Is that what we said?
He's directing or he's bankrolling?
Something like
that.
No,
he's directing. He's directing.
Yeah, because Smaug is bankrolling and is, like, keeps trying to interfere.
He's the corporate sponsorship, and nobody's happy, but they have to please him anyway, because otherwise he will literally breathe fire down your...
And eventually they get rid of him. That's, like, the climax of the story, is they, like, find someone else. Like, no. Is the climax of the production is it's actually successful enough that, like, it rolls over so they can have enough money next year and don't need a corporate sponsor. That's how this works.
But Thorin and Thranduil still hate each other's guts.
Of course. Because now it's a thing.
We spent all season hating each other. It was six months.
They were in a production of, like, Ark and Stone, and everyone loved it, but, like, they hated working on it, and they will never, ever, ever do it again. And there's, like, yes.
It was beautiful right there.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Now I need that story.
It was like critical success, but not commercial. It was intriguing and, like, visually stunning, but not enough people were coming to see it because it was technically well done, but it just
soulless.
Didn't. Yes, yes, I yes, like that. Yes. I like that.
Technically well done, but soulless. And
Thranduil totally interferes with the design of the Christmas tree.
Yes. 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 He, like, keeps wanting it to be, like, airier and, like, spinnier, and Thorin is like, no, people want a Christmas tree, not, like...
Also, we have to hide the wires.
Yes. Like, there are only a limited number of ways for this to work. Also, people in the back are not going to see it that well. Like, they need to be able to see a tree, not, like, a collection of, like, green stuff.
Yes.
And Thranduil's like, but it looks gorgeous from the stage. And he's like, no one's on stage.
No one's on stage. Like, no one's
on stage just looking at it, dude. Stop
this. This is not Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yes. I like that a lot.
Yes.
During second intermission, or not during intermission, they do a thing where if you bought, like, a certain kind of ticket, you can go and get your picture taken with one of the sugar plum fairies, and it's a super touristy, like, souvenir moment, and nobody ever wants to have to be the ballerina who's out there, like, getting their picture taken, because I was just smiling and dancing, and now I'm super sweaty, and I need my bathroom break, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, for some reason...
I have to be, like, nice to everyone. Or they all get really upset.
Yes, but, and then, I just want somebody to be like, I hate everything, but I'm smiling, and now my face hurts.
Yes. But who does that, though? Like, I mean, obviously, they'd switch it off, but, like, they need someone, like, opening night is really important, because the people who paid for the opening night tickets, like, those are, like, the potential Smaug replacements.
Right.
So they need it to be really good. So maybe Thranduil doesn't trust anyone to do it, but he can't be there, so he makes Legolas
is just like, my feet are tall.
Legolas is so miserable, and he's miserable because he has no company and everything is terrible.
And Gimli comes out because Fritz is done for the night.
Exactly. And, like, keeps him company, and, like, they're sniping at each other, but it's the kind of sniping where, like, they're actually, like,
bonding.
Like, it's the kind where they're like, this is the first time they've ever been nice to each other. And then they come away.
It only counts as one photo. I don't care if there are four kids in it. Yeah, I took three pictures. It doesn't count. There's only one mom.
There was only one.
There was only one photo.
Oh, my God. And Legolas is, like, trying to be nice and please everyone. And Gimli's like, no, you're done. Like, he's, like, moving everyone along. Like, no, you're done. And he, like, starts getting really protective. Of, like, Legolas's time and, like, person, because, like, you know, he's in, like, a very tiny leotard.
Yes.
It's like, oh, hey, bulge.
Yeah.
And,
nice,
like,
tights you got
few,
there.
Yeah, and a few of the teenage girls are like, oh, hey. And Gimli's like, hands off.
You look, you don't touch.
Yes. Hands off. See, this is why they usually try to get, like, the female ballerinas, is they have, like, it's the production that they have. I really hate these, actually, but the
tutus skirts that stick right out the sides.
As opposed to, like, the like, drapey ones. The drapey ones, which are really pretty, but, like, the stiff ones where you can see the legwork, but, like, it looks stupid.
It looks like you're dancing in a toilet brush.
It does! Or, like,
or a chimney sweep.
And it only makes, like, visual sense from above. Like, from the side, it just looks weird. I have opinions.
It's good.
This is news to no one. Yes. So, like, so usually it's one of the female ballerinas, but this night it has to be perfect. So, yes, it's Legolas. And,
Snowflake waltz.
Yes.
Thorin wants actual snow coming down. Oh. It's like confetti.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
From the pit, Bilbo can just see it drifting across his view. And Thorin is like, I am majestically overseeing my entire kingdom on stage.
Yes. And
in the snow.
Oh my god. And it's like the way he like consistently gets wind is like sometimes there's a bit of a draft in the back, like because it's like such a large space and such a small space and there's like so much heat going on with all the lights and whatever. So that's why his like hair is like fanning majestically.
And Balin hates it because he only has like 45 seconds to sweep up all the snow before the next curtain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because otherwise like all the ballerinas will like slip and die. Which is like actually a problem in the DC one. It's like the cherry blossoms.
Dying?
Like, well, they like drop petals and then like the like next few acts they like can't do anything particularly like intricate because
but
otherwise
it looks
they would
gorgeous
slip
because
it
you can see the tracks it of everybody's really like jumping and
it
twirling
really
in the snow
as long as they don't like slip
fall
and
die.
It, which you know problem. But yes,
somebody falls and gets a leg injury. Tauriel is the nurse on staff.
No, she's the nurse on staff, but she's also like the replacement. Like she's had training, but like it's not really her thing. And obviously Legolas is gay. But
they're bros.
But Thranduil is like not okay with this, so he keeps being like Tauriel, like, you take Legolas out for coffee. And she's like, what? And then they go out for coffee because free coffee. But they're just bros.
They're bros.
But like someone, you know, inconsequential, nameless, slips and falls, and Tauriel needs to replace them, and actually she's awesome. And does that happen opening night? Maybe it happens opening night.
I don't want to jinx it, though.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
Hello. Happens matinee on Sunday. If opening night is Saturday, then it happens matinee on Sunday.
Okay, so it's the next one.
You missed your stuff.
And, and it's awesome. And then, like, maybe one, not, like, not the ballerina that, like, slipped and fell, but, like, a different one.
Okay.
Like, gets kicked off the production for, like, drug use or something. They were addicted to Lembas, which is like the new street drug.
Hey, have you met Molly? It was her friend Lembas.
Yes. Yes. So they need someone who like, but it's like the middle of the production, or it's the very beginning of the production. They don't have time to like get rehearsal, and like the understudies are all like off doing shit. I don't know. Like somehow they need Tauriel to replace, and it turns out awesome.
I don't know. She has a secret past of belling.
She does. Except then she gave it up because, like,
and she went into physical therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, everyone was, like, really misogynistic and she, really hated it.
And it's super hard on your body. And she missed being able to wear flip-flops.
She did.
After 7 years of point, you can't wear flip-flops anymore because your toes are mangled.
Yeah. Yes. So...
I had a friend in high school who did point and was just like... Once June came around, she was just sad.
Yeah.
She's just sad forever.
Yeah, and also had, like, sweaty feet on top of them being gross.
Yes.
It's like your nails are all misshapen and whatever. There was somewhere else I was going with that. So,
Tauriel is on stage being
she's
awesome.
She's replacing,
whatever. Does she do a dance with Legolas?
She does, because he's... he's the Cavalier, so maybe they don't, like, actually dance together, because she can't be the Sugar Plum Fairy. That doesn't make any sense.
There would definitely be an understudy for that.
Yeah, there would.
They're in the intro.
Okay.
They're also
party guests dancing together.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's always like the guests dancing like
the
you
parents
know,
do like the arch
the
and then the little kids go underneath
and
it's super adorbs because their little babies
do twirls. And Thranduil is the choreographer, so he sets it up so they're dancing together and they know what's going on, but it's like, you know, we don't want to mess with your dad. Like, we just need to get through this production, and then, like, Legolas will have enough money that he can move out. And because right now he's living at home, and they're commuting in together, and he's with his dad 24/7, and everything is terrible. But, you know, dancers make no money unless they're in, like, a really good production. So, or at least they do in this world. I actually don't know that much about it.
Okay, right now I want Legolas to join a touring company.
Yes!
With Gimli.
And they just go on adventures. And Aragorn, and
yes. And they just go on adventures. They go on adventures.
Well, but no, and then they, no, because that's, like, the story of the ring, is they're, like, culminating to, like, this big
What's the ring cycle? What's that? It's an opera.
It's an opera. Maybe someone made a ballet out of it. I don't know if that actually happened. I'm willing to bet someone did.
It's a ballet. Saga.
They did the ring cycle. Oh, my God. Because it's, like, 15 bajillion hours long. Yes.
I don't have words anymore. It's just beautiful.
Everything is wonderful. And, like, obviously it's to Wagner's music. And Danielle looks totally bored. I'm sorry, honey. I'll be gone soon, and then you can immerse it yourself.
No, that's
and you
terrible.
Won't, like, come up with no. terrible ideas
oh, look,
anymore.
Oh, spaceships out your window.
Spaceships!
We're going past the Queen's Hall of Science. And actually, right now, for those of you who are interested, through January, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is the largest freestanding gingerbread village in the world through the middle of January.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am dead
you guys
serious.
Are going into-
yes. It was built in a guy in Brooklyn's apartment kitchen over the course of 11 months. You probably don't want to eat it.
No.
But it's fantastic. Guinness Book of World Records says
that's
it's
hilarious.
The biggest.
And also moderately terrifying.
Yes, it's fantastic. And Legolas can't eat Christmas snacks because it's the and it's the biggest production of the year commercial-wise. Yeah.
Like, it needs to be perfect because otherwise they can't do any of the really experimental stuff that it, like, which is where his heart lies.
Right.
Over the ocean. Because yes, it's all, like, water themed, and ultimately that's what he wants to do, but his, like, dad is kind of, like, stuck in this whole, like, green thing and, like, forest and whatever, but ultimately he wants to do something, like, water inspired. But first they have to get through this
they
fucking
have to
ring
get through
cycle.
This.
And, like, obviously Gimli is there, and, like, and everyone lives, obviously, because
everyone
I'm not really
lives.
Sure why they would die. So, like, at the end, on, like, the very last night, like, everyone is there. And, like, Bilbo and Thorin have gotten together, and everyone is together, and, like, Legolas stands up to his dad,
and they have a big party to celebrate their found familyness, because even
yes.
though some people hate each other super hard right now, it's the kind of hate where, like, if someone else hated them, it'd stab you.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, I'm the only one
who's allowed to hate
very
you
much
like
the only one that's allowed to kill you. I'm the only one that's allowed to hate you this much.
The master
like,
of Lake
your
Ten
enemy
is not
also
invited.
My enemy.
The master of Lake Ten is not invited to the party.
No. Yes,
and it's just
like
beautiful.
Elrond is like playing the very angry timpani, but like gets over it eventually.
And Legolas just pirouettes off into the sunset.
Does with like Gimli like hauling all the baggage.
Gimli's trying to hail a cab.
Gimli is like aide-de-camp, and Legolas is just like off being beautiful, and everyone's like, "Did you see that series of like photos of like various?" Like ballerinas and whatever, like doing ballet in the middle of the city.
No, that sounds.
It was
gorgeous.
Really cool, actually. Like we're hailing a cab, but we're doing it like on point, or
oh,
like.
Cool.
I'll see if I can find it. It's really cool. So there, it looks something like that, where Legolas is being
He's
all up. Like, "I am gorgeous, no matter what I do." And Gimli's like, "But while you're being gorgeous, no one can carry your stuff, and you have a shit ton of stuff. So I'm the one doing that. What the hell?" But he does it anyway because they're in love. And also, like, this is super bendy.
He's a ballerina. He's flexible.
You. And Gimli is appreciative.
Especially of those tights.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Can we have... No. That's the title, though, is those tights. We're brilliant.
We're marvelous human beings.
Yes. Okay.